Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Tony, T-O-N-I, Hickson, H-I-C-K-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Hickson as described in my report of 6-8-20 that pertained to injuries she allegedly sustained on 6-9-18. Pitch is now a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured again at work on 6-16-22. Appeared at that time she slipped and fell on dresses. Appeared as a result she believes she injured her left lower leg, her right arm and shoulder. Appeared she did not have surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. She did have physical therapy, heat and ice. Appeared in paragraph as per her claim petition. Ms. Hickson alleged she slipped on dresses and fell on 6-16-22, resulting in permanent injuries to the right shoulder, comma left leg, comma left foot, slash calf. Period treatment records show she was seen by Dr. Smick, S-M-I-C-K, at Concentra on 6-17-22. Period, she reported the mechanism of her injury and was primarily symptomatic about her left calf and knee. Period. She had been working at this job for 22 years. Period. She was diagnosed with a strain of a muscle and tendon of the left and lower leg. Paired x-rays showed no significant radiologic findings. Paired she was diagnosed with a strain of the left calf muscle, comma, strain of the right shoulder, comma, and fall on the same level from slipping. Paired she was referred to physical therapy and was prescribed medication. Apparently she had gotten x-rays of the right shoulder and left tibia and fibula. Period. She followed up here and remains symptomatic. Period, an MRI of the right shoulder was done on 8/31/22 to insert here. Period. The results of the MRI were discussed with her at follow-up on 9/2/22. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 9/13/22. Period. He noted she had a cortisone injection done, which resulted in worsening of her shoulder symptoms for about 4 days. Period. He diagnosed right shoulder rotator cuff tendonitis with partial tearing and impingement. Pretty recommended a cortisone injection that she did not wish to have done. He advised her she should take an anti-inflammatory medication and was referred for physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period on 10/11/12, Dr. Lipschultz wrote she was working full duty for right shoulder pain. Period, she was having difficulty lifting above her head, but was doing the majority of her activities of daily living. Period. Hopefully she was going to improve in time. Period. The paragraph earlier records show on 1/3/17, she had x-rays of the right tibia and fibula that were read as normal. These were done after a fall. Period. On 5/21/19, Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, performed a permanency evaluation relative to injuries of 5/18/18 and 6/9/18. Period. He offered 30% of the cervical spine, now 47.5% of the left leg, secondary to left knee strain and sprain, with MRI findings of lateral meniscal tear and chondromalacia, status post-cortisone injection with residuals of chronic left knee pain, comma, loss of knee, left knee range of motion, comma, chronic left knee weakness and altered painful gait with recommendation for arthroscopic knee surgery, period. He also gave 35% permanent partial disability at the right leg, secondary to right knee sprain and strain with residuals of chronic right knee pain, comma, loss of range of motion of the knee as well as chronic swelling, period. On 5/21/19, he wrote, scratch that out, 8/22/19, he wrote an addendum after reviewing additional records, period. These did not change his permanency ratings, period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he can hardly climb stairs. Appears he has to use a ramp when riding the bus, period. Extremities upper, there was guarded range of motion in the right shoulder in all spheres. Period, abduction and flexion were to 10 degrees with extension to 65 degrees. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level, period. Right elbow flexion was from 0 to 75 degrees with pain in the upper arm. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+/5. He resisted right hand grasp and elbow extension mode was otherwise 5/5. Paired was globally tender to palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Paired provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder could not be performed. Paired hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower. She complained of swelling in her left knee, but this was not visible, period, when calf measurements were taken. The right was actually larger than the left, period. She had non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left calf, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankle maneuvers, normal, spine, cervical. Active flexion and side bending were full to 45 degrees respectively, period. External rotation on the right, scratch that, rotation right was 65 degrees and left 30 degrees in a non-reproducible fashion, period. And go back to the side bending, was full on the right to 45 degrees, but was limited on the left to 20 degrees. Paired flexion and extension were full. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with antalgia on the left, but did not utilize any assistive devices for ambulation. Paired she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired she changed positions fluidly. Fluidly and was able to squat and squat to 35 degrees with pain in her calf and rise. Paired. The rest of that is normal, except we will delete the supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. On 6/16/22, Tony Hickson slipped on dresses at work and fell. There she believes she injured her right shoulder, left leg, and left foot. Which was seen the next day at Concentra. Period, x-rays were thought to be negative, period. She was initiated on conservative care but remained symptomatic despite therapy. Period, on 8/31/22, she had an MRI of the right shoulder. Insert here. She also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz, who thought she had partial tearing in the right shoulder. Period, she declined having a cortisone injection administered, period. Ultimately, she reported working full duty on 10/11/22, but had difficulty lifting above her head, period. She states she had an adverse reaction to the first injection and did not want a second, period. She also did not want to pursue any additional therapy, period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the left foot, ankle, and knee. Breathing was non-reproducible tenors, palpation about the left calf. Breath provocative maneuvers about these areas were negative. Period, she ambulated with Intellia on the left, but no assistant devices. Period, she had decreased guarded range of motion about the right shoulder in all spheres. Period. Provocative maneuvers could not be attempted at the right shoulder. Period. In the paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial disability, partial total disability referable to the statutory right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg or foot. Period. She has been able to remain in the workforce in a similar position to the one she held at the time of her injury. Period. End.